Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1251. Win at work and be happy at home with this simple life hack by Emma Hogan with lesmills.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. And then on Fridays, I do something a little different. I answer your questions. You can send me a question at oldpodcast.com/ask, or just send an email to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, like I do every Wednesday, I want to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So here we go. Quote, "Too many people overvalue what they are not and undervalue what they are." Malcolm Forbes. All right, now that we're in the right mindset, let's finally get to today's post as we optimize your life. Win at work and be happy at home with this simple life hack by Emma Hogan with lesmills.com. Work out and become happier. If you're facing a tough day and want an immediate mood boost, add 20 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic exercise to your morning routine. It's a well-recognized formula for instant mood enhancement. And not only will it quickly spark an endorphin high, but the positive effects can last for up to 12 hours. According to scientists exploring how exercise eases negativity, it takes just 4 aerobic exercise sessions a week to reap significant psychological benefits, such as reduced depression and feelings of hostility. And the mood-enhancing benefits are long-lasting. They can still be in your system for weeks following your exercise. If early morning cardio is not your thing, you can still enjoy exercise-induced happiness. Another set of researchers evaluated 23 published studies and established all manner of exercise is consistently linked to happiness. They found that as little as 10 minutes of physical exercise per week can result in increased levels of happiness. Those who accumulated at least 30 minutes of physical activity on most days were 30% more likely to report being happy when compared to those who didn't get their fitness fix. Work out and become wealthier. Studies show there's a link between the amount of time people exercise and the size of their salaries. According to the Journal of Labor Research, employees who exercise regularly earn 9% more than their more sedentary sidekicks. And regardless of their actual paychecks, regular exercisers just feel wealthier anyway. A team of Yale and Oxford researchers collected data from 1.2 million Americans, analyzing how often they experience stress, depression, or emotional problems concerning their income and level of physical activity. They found that while a pay raise will make most people feel good, exercise can make them feel even better. Those that did exercise felt just as good as inactive individuals who earned $25,000 more a year. The scientists considered all forms of physical activity, everything from gardening and housework to weightlifting and running, but found the greatest mental health benefits came from team activities, cycling, and aerobic gym sessions. Don't forget, there are other financial perks associated with exercise too, like lowered healthcare costs and the ability to remain productive into old age. Regular exercisers just feel wealthier. Those who did exercise felt just as good as inactive individuals who earned $25,000 more a year. Work out and increase your brain power. If you're studying for an exam or simply want to increase your intellect, a good sweat session could be just the ticket. Studies show that exercise promotes academic achievement and can bolster your cognitive function, improve your memory, and lift your attention span. It will also enhance your executive function, which is your ability to think differently, adapt to new situations, and regulate emotions. The intellect-advancing benefits kick in because exercise alters the physical makeup of your brain. When you do aerobic exercise, it will increase the amount of gray matter, the parts of the brain that have nerve endings, which lifts your brain's processing capabilities. And it happens pretty quickly. One recent study revealed how the brain-boosting benefits observed after just one workout can indicate the extent of long-term changes. Those who saw the biggest improvements in cognition and functional brain connectivity after single sessions of moderate intensity physical activity also showed the biggest long-term gains. While much of the research around physical fitness and brain power has focused on slowing cognitive decline in older people, a new study of 20-somethings shows that if you're young and fit, you're also likely to have superior memory and thinking skills. Using special MRI brain scans, German scientists assessed the white matter, or the parts of the brain that connect neurons and the brain regions, inside 1,200 young people's brains. They also carried out cognitive tests, medical checkups, aerobic fitness tests, and health and lifestyle questionnaires. Those who were relatively out of shape had poorer memory and poorer thinking skills. Plus, their white matter was weaker and more frayed than those with better fitness levels. A new study of 20-somethings shows that if you're young and fit, you're also likely to have superior memory and thinking skills. Work out and become more resilient. Being physically fit increases your immunological fitness too, so you're less likely to be out of action with sickness. Exercising increases blood flow and mobilizes white blood cells, one of your body's main defenses against harmful microbes. The antioxidants produced during exercise can help lessen the impacts of disease. Experts recommend exercise as good medicine for countering everything from common colds to chronic illnesses such as cancer and even COVID-19. A huge 2013 comparison study of exercise and drug interventions found that being fit was as good, if not better, at combating many chronic illnesses. Work out and send stress packing. A fascinating new study involving mice has revealed that regular exercise can make it easier to bounce back from stressful situations. It all comes down to something called galanin, a peptide associated with mental health. People with genetically low levels of galanin face an uncommonly high risk of depression and anxiety disorders. Exercise leads to a surge in galanin production, and the more galanin, the greater the stress resilience. These new findings are backed up by numerous other studies linking physical activity to reduced feelings of anxiety, improved quality of life, and better sleep. So, if you want to be happier, smarter, wealthier, more productive, and more successful, exercise could be your golden ticket. And just a few workouts a week is all it takes. You just listened to the post titled, "When at Work, and Be Happy at Home with This Simple Life Hack" by Emma Hogan with lesmills.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So here's the deal. Hearing about all of the benefits exercise has to offer isn't earth-shattering. You've probably heard many of these things before. Now don't get me wrong, it's wonderful to hear these things again because they can serve as a reminder, as a way to motivate someone to either start exercising or jump back in if they've taken an extended break from exercise. But here's the important question. If what I just read to you didn't convince you, then you have to ask yourself, what's stopping you? You know all of the benefits exercise has to offer, or at least you just heard about them. Why aren't you taking that first step? Now, have you gotten your hands on a copy of the Optimal Living Daily Workbook yet? Because in it, you're asked to think about barriers that are preventing you from living your best life ever. Regular, structured exercise is a necessary ingredient when formulating your recipe for an optimal life. All right, that's a cheesy example. Hey, cheesy, pun intended. Now, to use another analogy that Optimal Finance Daily would likely appreciate, regular structured exercise is an investment. It's an investment in your future, just like your savings account, just like your 401k. But the difference is your health is one of the best investments you can make. When you live optimally, you'll be able to work optimally. You'll be able to follow your passions, watch your family and extended family grow, visit places on your bucket list. You get the idea. So think about all these potential benefits from exercise that today's author Emma and I have just shared with you. Then ask, what's stopping me from living my best life ever? What's stopping me from taking that first step to performing regular exercise and living my best life ever? Once you have the answer to that, hopefully you can knock that barrier down and just start. All right, that'll do it from me. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. That's one of the best ways to keep this show going. I hope you're having a wonderful week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.